Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Tuesday, December 8, 2015. Israeli soldiers kill a Palestinian teenager using banned bullets, and in Gaza, Israeli Navy attack fishermen in Palestinian motors. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. An 18-year-old teen was shot and killed on Tuesday at dawn after dozens of Israeli soldiers invaded the Hesh refugee camp south of the West Bank district of Bethlehem. The soldiers also kidnapped five and injured many others. Malak Akram Shaheen, 18, was shot with a live Israeli round in his head and was moved to Beit Jala Hospital, where he died of his serious injury, medical sources said. A Palestinian physician in Bethlehem told local media that the Israeli bullet that killed Malak is a new type of internationally banned hollow point bullets, which expand upon impact. Hollow bullets have been prohibited since the Hague Convention of 1899, Declaration No. 3, that came as a continuous of Sir Petersburg, which banned the use of exploding rounds. However, the Israeli army have been frequently using those types of rounds against Palestinian civilians, including in the First Intifada of 1987. Elsewhere, a 10-year-old child suffered a serious injury after Israeli soldiers invaded Al Jalazon refugee camp and fired rounds of live ammunition at residents. Local sources said that the child was transferred to the Palestine Medical Center in Ramallah, suffering serious but stable injury, and was instantly moved into surgery. On Tuesday at dawn, Israeli soldiers have kidnapped at least 21 Palestinians in different parts of the occupied West Bank, including a former political prisoner and a brother of two slain Palestinians and three detainees. In Gaza, seven people have been rescued, but 14 remains missing Tuesday morning after Egyptian authorities flooded a tunnel across the Egyptian borders with no warning. The tunnel runs between Gaza and the Egyptian Sinai Peninsula and is one of a number of such tunnels that serves as a lifeline for the besieged Palestinian population of the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, Israeli Navy ships opened fire on Tuesday morning on a number of Palestinian fishing boats close to a Gaza city shore, causing damage but no injuries. The fishers were only 4 nautical miles away from shore in a Sudanese area northwest of Gaza City, local sources reported. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, December 8, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.